Om Shanti. Good morning. So yesterday, we were going through letting go. There was an example of, or rather, inspirational person, Brahma Baba, who we follow and we say, follow Father. And we gave example of a bird that we are holding on to the branch and we have to ourselves let go. We have to take that responsibility or initiative to realize that this is causing me pain and suffering and I have to let go of that, moving on, so to speak. Even I'm not very conversant myself with public speaking, come in front of audience, so there is a parameter of fear, you know, that is there. But since it's a divine family, and we are Baba's children, I mean, I let go of fear in the sense that understanding that this is Baba's family and this is a means of service and all our means of service, this is also one of the services. So your mind is letting go of fear. So important parameter in letting go is, like I said, it's deep reflection. There were four things that we said that deep reflection is one of them. Second is deep realization, then determined thought or a determined resolve, you can say. Not determined resolve, but you can say you resolve that, you know, I'm not going to do this. Then fourthly, you have to consistently make effort, which we do this in our Brahmin life on a day-to-day basis. So Brahma was a perfect example and an inspiration figure to see that all these were very much present in his life. So to move on, today I just thought to pick up few more elements on letting go, and one of them was forgiveness. Again, we see Brahma Baba how he forgave so many people. People told him, people wrote wrong messages, wrong news in the newspaper, but he forgave them. He did not do cases against them. I remember listening to so many of classes of Brother Jagdish, and you know, he said that we should go and, you know, rebel or take revenge. But Baba said no. Just he's a child. He's Baba. I mean, God's child. So let him go. So forgiveness was also present in Brahma Baba's life. Even Jesus Christ, you know, he said that, you know, when he was crucified, he said, people don't know what they are doing. Just he forgive. So the science of spirituality is in forgiveness. They say forgive and forget. And I have to confess, it's not easy to forgive anybody. Even somebody says something to us, it keeps ringing in your head, you know, that he said this to me in front of five people. So you feel insulted. So forgiveness is not easy. So, but point is, you have to realize that there is a lot more to forgiveness. There's a story of Buddha regarding this forgiveness. Buddha was giving a lecture sitting under the tree with his disciples when somebody came very angrily at him and he spit on him. So he was very calm. He did not react. Normally, you know, people react. So Buddha said, what next? Because one of the communications, the way you want to say, spitting is also a form of something that he wants to communicate. So he says, what next? What else you want to do? His disciples got angry and they wanted to throw him out, and you know, but he was very calm and composed. So Buddha asks those guys that you are living with me for such a long time, his disciples Ananda and all of them, they're saying that you're living with me for such a long time, but you are still reacting. So this, he's a new person, so it's fine. He, a lot of people must have corrupted his mind, told him that, you know, I am, what do you call, you know, atheist, I'm a dangerous man, and so on and so forth. So he kept that notion in his mind and he has spit on that person, not on me. So this is what Buddha replied. He says, he has not spit on me. He has some idea about me. People have given him wrong information. So he has spit on that person. So that person gets very puzzled that he answers. Normally people respond with anger. But he did not respond with anger. He responded with, he says, what next? So that did not allow him to sleep at night. He was keep reflecting. Once you meet Buddha, obviously his face, you cannot sleep at night because he was Buddha, enlightened one. He had that influence over people. So this man could not sleep overnight. He was regretting for what he has done. Next day he comes and he says, sorry, and he touches his feet. He says, I'm extremely sorry. So Buddha asks him, for what? Because 24 hours have passed. And the person who came yesterday, who spit at me, today is touching my feet. So you're a different person today. And you were a different person yesterday. And a lot has happened in that 24 hours. Same as me. I'm no longer the same person I was 24 hours ago. So the example of this, that he forgive. How did he forgive? How did Buddha forgive? In our real practical life also we have to learn to forgive. Only if we forgive can we let go of certain things. Otherwise we'll keep on holding. They say time heals everything. So you wait for the time, like in the cases of and divorces that happen. They can't forgive each other, so they ultimately terminate or they culminate into divorces. So many cases are there. But then time heals everything in life. So time is a best healer, they say. So this example of forgiveness is something that we have to inculcate in our spiritual daily life. So forgiveness is one important parameter. Then Baba also talks a lot about, he says to practice three dots after you have forgiven somebody. And he says to sustain that forgiveness or to sustain that element, Baba says apply three dots in your daily life. Apply that, keep revising, keep reminding. Because our true identity is that I am a soul, I'm not a body. So I have to keep on disconnecting, disengaging, you know, from this physical mundane world, from physical body, this gross body. So apply a dot that I am a soul. Like there was beautiful thing Dr. Sachin mentioned about that I am a subtle being of light. I am immortal being of light. So this aspect of subtlety that I keep identifying myself, it'll help me in letting go, because you're shifting your consciousness, your awareness from one thing to the other. Consciousness can only hold one thing at a time, not two things. So I am a dot, but I am a soul. Even Baba is a soul. And this is a drama. In the drama, there are a lot of situations, a lot of scenes happening. Baba says not to question, but just say, wah. No questioning, just be contented about the drama. In drama, a lot of events are taking place, isn't it? Even right now, in this corona period, in this scene is happening in this drama. To what extent are we able to say, it's nothing new? It has happened last kalpa, you just make it light of it. Obviously, we have to maintain the health and hygiene and the government regulations and what have you not, which we are doing. But it's nothing new, it's a repeated scene, right? So to what extent we say nothing new? Baba has explained about the drama, that this particular element of nothing new has to be there. So to what extent am I able to put a dot on the drama and say nothing new and keep moving? And there is benefit in every scene, isn't it? We got a chance to do tapasya, we got a chance to be together, we got a chance to experience doing things for ourselves, isn't it? We were not washing our utensils, now we are washing our own utensils. You know, we have forgotten, we become lazy in some aspects. So it has made us become active. It is rehearsing us and, you know, creating our sanskars that we should be independent. It's lot of people have realized a lot of things during this corona time. So nothing new is one of the lessons that we have to learn in the drama. We have to learn to let go. So this third dot that we apply, it's beneficial. There's a lot of benefit in this applying three dots, this exercise that we are supposed to do. So, Wah Baba, we have to say. Another factor is we have to be cheerful after letting go. One of the benefits that we get is that we are happy. But for happiness, we require patience. You know, mothers have a lot of patience. There are crises on this planet. This crisis can only be held through mothers, in the sense that men are not very good at handling crisis. Women have a lot more. So Baba has kept the kalash, or you call that urn of knowledge, on mothers, because they have a lot of way to sustain the world. So, there's more patience, that's right. So, in situations, we become very defeated. We put our bows and arrows down. We don't want to fight. We don't want to struggle. We just sit down, so to speak. Majority of us would do such a thing. We would just put our bows and arrows down, and we say, like how Arjuna does in the beginning of Mahabharata. He just puts his arrows down and he shows a very defeated state of mind. So, this is the way we respond to situations. But Baba says to have patience. There's this beautiful story of King Bruce. He also, after having a very downfall, he is showing a very defeated state of mind, and he just retires into a forest. When he sits down in the forest, he sees a small spider. And he learns something from the spider, because that spider is constantly trying to go up, and he's falling constantly. Go at least 8 to 10 times that spider keeps trying. So he says to himself, am I so worse that I can't even try? So he learned that lesson from a spider, that we should not be defeated. We have to learn to catch up. And then that made him feel happy, and then he collected his little army and he fought again, and history tells us that he won war. So patience is also a very important criteria for our happiness, and happiness only comes once we let go, after we attain something positive, and we constantly say wah drama wah. And then Baba talks a lot about on an everyday basis, and Sakar Murli as well, that we are supposed to have a Swadarshan Chakradari. Swadarshan means what? That the self-realization, the discuss of self-realization. So that will take away our waste thoughts. One of the benefits that will happen is we will be, once we let go of certain things, to let go also, you have Baba's, this is a new exercise recently. Baba has told us this from beginning, that we were deities, but we have not been practicing this. So Baba highlighted this in the past 10-12 years, that you practice this element, that I'm a deity soul, then I come in the worship worthy form, and I'm a Brahmin, then my angelic and my point of light. So your waste thoughts will go away. So you spin the cycle of self-realization. Swadarshan means you have to keep on seeing yourself. To what extent I see myself? Because there are so many things that are inside us happening, which we don't realize on a daily basis. And we hold on to very petty things. To make small things big, it's also in our hand. And to make a big thing very small, it's up to me. We are in a divine family. Somebody just, jokes with you, or touches your head, or, beats you. We make a big fight over it. We can make a very small thing and we can make a big scene. But there are so many people around. We cannot just make scenes like that. So sometimes you just have to let go, because it's all in the family. I remember a small incident happened yesterday. There was this brother. He wanted a very big papaya. Very big papaya he wanted. He took a big size. So the sister who was giving, she said, there are a lot more people, we have to divide this into two. So he got angry. So a very small thing. So I just said, it's all in the family, it's okay, let him take. It doesn't matter, it was not mine also. So, to make a very big thing, small and a small thing big. You hold on to certain things, you hold on to grudges, you know, you just let go of certain things and, you know, give it away, so to speak. What difference does it make? But everybody has a very different background, so everybody is, you know, taking care of the yajna. But this brother wanted a big piece of the pie, so to speak, a very big papaya. But we have to learn to let go of certain things. We cannot make, these things too big. The scene can be made very big, it can be made very small as well. So Swadarshan Chakradhari is one very important practice that we have to do, along with applying three dots. So like I said, you have to have a vision, you have to have a clarity in your mind. Once you have the clarity, you will keep going forward in your life. So another component Baba teaches us, these are very basic things that come in our daily basis in the Murli. One is law of karma. What does the law of karma say? As you sow, so shall you reap. So law of karma also has a solution of letting go. Because who are we to give any particular, Baba says not to take law in your hands. Who are we to do justice, or who are we to tell a person off, or, you know, take law in our own hands? So law of karma itself finds a solution. So you, even if you understand law of karma, you will automatically let go. You will not hold on to certain things. Law of karma is applicable on a daily basis in every aspect. Even a farmer says that as you sow, so shall you reap. Even if you go to a scientist, he says every action has equal and opposite reaction. So law of karma is applicable in every aspect. Even right now we are changing our actions to become deities, and we'll get the result thereof. So law of karma is very, very helpful in finding solution of letting go, because I'm not here to give or punish anybody. So law of karma will take care. It's drama, part of the game, so to speak. And there's a small activity that we take a glass or anything for that matter. If we hold on to something just for 5 minutes, you know, it will, or not 5 minutes, I would say for about 30 seconds, it will not pain. The longer you keep holding like this, you know, with a stretched arm, a particular thing, the glass is not heavy, it's the same thing, but the pain increases. You know, if you hold a piece of glass, that small glass is weighing the same thing, maybe 50 grams, 100 grams, the weight is the same. But the moment I keep holding like that, my arm keeps paining. Like that, if I keep holding things in my mind, I have to learn to let go. I have to keep the glass down. So that is also a small thing that we have to learn to let go. Don't hold on to certain things in your mind, certain painful or resentment or bitterness. Just let it go. Life is very beautiful. There are so many things happening on this earth. So many things happening on this earth. I mean, right now we have, like I said, a corona time. So many things so many people have let gone naturally. Some things that they wouldn't have not let gone, not possible. They are cutting their costs and what have you not. So letting go is a very important element in our life. And lastly, I would again say that, you know, silence is the key to life. We have to learn to be silence. It's a very important practice that we are supposed to do in our life. In silence, we are withdrawn. Our mind is with Shiva Baba. We are having that deep connection, deep yoga. So all these put together helps us to let go of our, so to speak, bad habits. So drama is very big. Drama has a lot of scenes. Like I said, that from negative to positive. If you end up looking at the whole drama from Satyug all the way to confluence age, what is a common factor in our life? We are getting attached to desire. We are having a desires of I-ness. We have want a lot of attention. So we have to learn to let go. That is all that I had in my mind regarding let go. I'm sure everybody has a very different experience about letting go in their lives. Just to keep revising a few things that we have touched upon. Traffic control is also a very important component that we are supposed to use that as a tool in our daily life. Baba's application of spirituality or Baba's application of day-to-day soul consciousness is in the discipline, is on a daily routine. So daily routine of traffic control helps a lot. Because in traffic control itself, we are reminding ourselves that how we are supposed to, you know, be in our original form, be in our original identity. So this aspect of traffic control is also important. That common things that happen in our life is waste thoughts. Waste thoughts keep coming in our life very easily. I mean, every Murli, every aspect of the Murli is telling us to take care of your waste thoughts, let go of your waste thoughts. And Baba tells us a lot that waste thoughts are something that is spoiling the vibration atmosphere. So we have to control our waste thoughts. Controlling waste thoughts will help us to let go of certain things. Our thoughts are very natural, isn't it? We keep on manufacturing rather these thoughts in our mind very naturally. So we have to learn to control them and to have a ruling power over once we decide that we have to learn to let go. Om Shanti.